Thank you very much. Sorry to take the floor again, but I think it's worthy because we are talking about very serious issues. And from formal point of view, we should consider our rules of procedure in such situations. And that's my first observation. And the second observation is that I fully understand, and I have said a few minutes ago, that I appreciate the legal opportunity for each and every state to reflect its position. While at the same time, I said that I don't see any reasons and any documents which will allow to speak on behalf of any other independent country or organization, especially in the conditions when both these structures, I'm referring to the United Nations member states, have the privilege to take part in activities of the UN bodies, and other international organizations, especially those who are welcomed here in this forum, especially when we are talking about the railway. The position of OSJD is unquestionable, very important, while at the same time we have the other organizations which are of a different nature, for instance, and scope, and they are not reflected in this. They didn't say their position, for instance. So if we start to list those who were not present, I don't know where we will finish. Where will you end up? So, once again, showing flexibility, telling that it might be accepted in this form, which is presented right now, and include the position full text, state of distinguished Russian. Colleagues, as the annex. So the middle sentence is without sense, and it's, from legalistic point of view, it's not the proper one. Thank you very much.